So in studio with me, like I said earlier, I have the Nali Bali members with me, and they're going to be talking more about Nali Bali, and they're going to read us a short little story. So can you please introduce yourselves?
My name is Buhle and my surname is Jamangila.
My name is Emihle, my surname is Jean.
My name is Tabisa and my surname is Nomkhonona. I'm a literacy mentor from Nali Bali.
And how do you think Nali Bali positively impacts the community?
Nali Bali has been working with communities for a very long time now. And in the communities, remember Nali Bali is doing reading clubs. We are promoting reading. We want parents to start reading for their kids. So Nali Bali has been doing that in the community, training community members to start reading clubs. We call them Funda leaders. We've been training parents. We've been having parents training, parents meetings to promote reading. We want parents, caregivers to read stories at home, and I believe that we did change the communities, because the kids that I'm with today, Buhle and Emihle, can read aloud stories in public, and they can also, their parents are also supporting the reading club. So we have talks with parents about reading, and parents now, they know that reading is important, and they are starting to read for enjoyment at homes.
So the two readers can read their story now.
Wait Until I'm Fed Enough, retold by Wendy Hartman. Once upon a time, there was a goat that lived in a trance cave. Every year, this goat would move to the hills in the early months of summer. She went there because there was far more food and she was able to eat as much as she liked. One summer, she left to go to the hills. She was walking along the path when suddenly, there in front of her stood an enormous leopard. "Good morning, Mrs. Goat," said the leopard. "Where are you going?" "Oh, Mr. Leopard," answered the goat, shaking from head to toe with fear. "I'm just going up to the hills to eat the good food there." "Well," said the leopard, "I'm very sorry for you, but I'm hungry too. So I'm afraid you're not going anywhere. I have to eat you right now, right here."
"Oh, Mr. Leopard," said the goat, "don't do that. No. Don't eat me now. Wait until I'm fat enough. Wait until after summer. I will be so much fatter than, and you'll have much, much more to eat."
Said the leopard, "that's a good idea. All right, I won't eat you now, as long as you promise that when you come back, you will meet me here at this exact spot." So frightened, goat promised, and went on her way. When she reached the hills, she forgot all about the leopard. All summer long, she ate the lovely green plants on the hills. When the end of summer came, she was nice and fat. Soon it was time for her to leave the hills and go back home.
Only as she started walking home, did she remember what she had promised the leopard. With every step that she took, she became more and more afraid. Very soon, she was near the place where she had said she would meet the leopard.
"What am I going to do?" she said loud. Just then, a hare honked by and stopped to say good morning to her. "Hello, Mrs. Goat," he said. "You look so healthy and fat, but why do you look so sad on such a beautiful day?" "Oh, Brother Hare," said the goat, "my story is very sad. When I came up here at the beginning of summer, I met an enormous leopard. He said he was going to eat me. I begged him not to and said he should wait until I'm fed enough. I told him that he should wait until after summer, when I had eaten all the good food up to the hills." "What did he say?" asked the hare. "He agreed to wait," said the goat, "and said that I must meet him at the same spot of my way back. Now I'm nearly at that spot, and I know that when he sees me, he is going to eat me." And the goat burst into tears. "Dear me, shame," said the hare. "That is a sad story, but cheer up. I have a plan. Leave it to me. Just wait here." The hare quickly ran home. He dressed himself up in his very best clothes. He put a big hat that had a feather in it. and one long dangly earring. Then he grabbed a sheet of paper and a pen and small saddle and ran back to the goat. When he reached the goat, he strapped the small saddle onto her back and rode on her as if she were a horse. Eventually, they reached the place where the goat was to meet the leopard, and the leopard was in the middle of the path waiting. "Who are you?"
shouted the hare. "What are you doing here?" I am Mr. Leopard, and I am waiting here to eat Mrs. Goat," said the leopard, annoyed. "We made an arrangement, and to tell me exactly who are you?" "I am Mr. Hare. I have been sent on a special mission by High Chief Singwe of the greatest African kingdom of all. He has asked me to collect 10 leopard skins as gift for his new wife. How lucky I am I have met you. Your skin will do very nicely."
The hare stopped talking and pulled out his pen and paper and wrote down one very large. Then he stopped and looked at the leopard. The end.
Thank you. I really loved the story. I'm sure all the listeners did. Thank you for joining us this morning. That's it for the Nali Bali interview. And here's Yusei by Lauren Daigle at number 2.